More than 3,000 media members are credentialed for the Super Bowl, but listen in on one of the press conferences this week, and you are just as likely to hear Japanese, Chinese, French, Spanish, or Hungarian as you are to hear English. Richard Fadergo is with Hungary's Sport One television. He says that the NFL championship game might keep a few people up late, but the league's fan base is growing.
Everybody's talking about the NFL and of course the Super Bowl. So we have 12 teams in Hungary right now, and I think it's growing also in Hungary dramatically, as the NFL said.
Sitting with Richard Fadergo is Shantor Kovács, a linebacker with a Budapest American-style football team. He says seeing the NFL up close is the chance of a lifetime, and there's one particular player he wants to emulate.
Brian Urlacher. That's amazing thing. He's 6'4", he's fast, like, he's tough, hard-nosed. What else? That's an icon, NFL icon.
Farhan Lalji is a reporter for Canada's Sports Network. He told VOA Sports that the NFL championship game will draw as big an audience as Canada's Grey Cup of football and could even rival a Stanley Cup ice hockey final.
You know, even though it's not the CFL, people don't, it's a one-game deal. It's as much a football game as it is a massive event. So, you know, would it compare to Game 7 of a Stanley Cup final for TV ratings? Absolutely.
Jose Manuel Villalba is a reporter for Multimedios Television in Monterrey, Mexico. The NFL has played preseason games in Mexico and played one regular season game in Monterrey. Villalba says that fans in Mexico are embracing U.S. football more and more each year, particularly as more Mexican-born players make it to the NFL.
Ramiro Pruneda has just signed with the Kansas City Chiefs, so you could see that because of that reason, and because they have played all their lives, because there are many leagues, junior leagues, youth leagues in over there in Mexico that has made that the love for football in Mexico has grown.
Luciana Caresma works with the Brazilian network and internet site TVGlobo.com. This is her first time covering the Super Bowl, but she has worked for ESPN television network broadcasting to Brazil in Portuguese. She says that the NFL game is catching on in Brazil to the point that there is now a beach football championship game in Rio.
It's not like soccer, of course. It's not a sport that we grew up with. But it's growing, and people are playing on the beaches of Rio. They actually have a Carioca Bowl, which is a Super Bowl in Rio, like with the teams from Rio de Janeiro, and they play on the sand in Copacabana Beach.
This year's Super Bowl is going to be broadcast live to 232 countries and territories worldwide. The NFL has also expanded its influence in Europe by scheduling a regular season game to be played at London's Wembley Stadium between the Miami Dolphins and the New York Giants next season. In Miami, at Super Bowl 41, I'm David Byrd, VOA Sports.